MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Falmas. The Minnesota Twins were in full control on Wednesday in Los Angeles until they weren't.
The 1-2 swung on and lined into left field. Bader coming on. He dives. He can't make the catch. Betts will score. Ohtani will score. And the Twins will lose in the most disheartening fashion you can possibly imagine.
Twins radio with the final call. Twins led 3-2 after 8, then blew it in the 9th. That's a tough one to swallow for Rocco Baldelli.
I'll be thinking about it on a managerial note, and from that perspective, it'll be a game I think about for a long time, I promise you that. But I'll tell you that our players did a nice job out there. They really did.
Baldelli sees his team drop 2 of 3 in L.A. to the Dodgers. They're off today, but they'll host Washington this weekend, starting tomorrow at Target Field. The Vikings have their first day of training camp in the books. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy is back for a second season.
I feel different just because, it's a different situation being year two, knowing the offense a lot better than I did when I first came in here, and knowing the guys and how they move and, you know, how they react to certain, you know, coaching points and just little, you know, things that go along with day-to-day, you know, practice and meetings. And yeah, it's definitely a different feeling and a really good one.
Training camp continues today in Eagan for your Minnesota Vikings at TCO Performance Center. The 3M Open tees off today at TPC Twin Cities in Blaine. Former champ Tony Finau is here.
Yeah, it's great to be back here in Minnesota. I got a lot of great memories here. Winning in 22 is a highlight, but I've had some nice finishes. It's a golf course that I enjoy playing. You know, I usually yield some birdies, and I always look forward to being back here in Minnesota.
The tournament starts today and will run through Sunday in Blaine. The Lynx are off tonight. They'll host Las Vegas tomorrow night at 6:30. The Saints were rained out yesterday. That means they'll have a doubleheader today in St. Paul. Kevin Falness, MNN Sports.